It's time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today in your Wiki Corner?
Well, today is a very, very important day.
Do tell.
Because it is International Left-Handers Day.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding you. It is International Left-Handers Day. Finally, a day for us.
Your agenda. Us. Don't include you.
Me.
You and your people, not me.
Yeah, right. Us as left-handed people.
Okay.
Me and the other 10% of people that are left-handed.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's have it.
Yeah. So the exact reason why people have different hand preferences is unknown, but it's likely a combination of genetic, developmental, and environmental factors.
Okay.
And like I said, studies do suggest that approximately 10% of people are left-handed.
I can't see how they could possibly be environmental factors. How could there be environmental factors? You go to school, everything's right-handed, and suddenly you pop out like, nope.
You got to adapt.
Do it with my left hand.
Yeah. Some people believe that left and right-handedness is linked to the genes we get from our parents or grandparents. For example, if both parents of a child are left-handed, there is a 26% chance of their child also being left-handed.
So let me ask you the question.
Yes.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Researchers have also determined that handedness in the womb was a very accurate predictor of handedness after birth.
Mm.
A study by a Northern Irish psychologist looked at hundreds of scans of babies sucking their thumbs in their mother's womb before being born. He discovered that around 90% of the babies that sucked their right thumb, 12 years later, almost all of those same babies were right-handed.
Okay,
so,
that's interesting.
Yeah, whereas 3/4 of the babies who sucked their left thumb went on to become left-handed.
So that would.
So that's a pretty good indicator, I guess.
But it's in my camp where it's less nurture and more nature.
Yeah, I guess so. In his book, Right Hand, Left Hand, Chris McManus of the University College London argues that the proportion of left-handers is increasing and that an above-average quota of high achievers have been left-handed.
Okay.
He says that left-handers' brains are structured in a way that increases their range of abilities and that the genes that determine left-handedness also govern development of the brain's language center.
Okay.
Left-handers are overrepresented in high IQ societies like Mensa. A 2005 study found that approximately 20% of the members of Mensa are left-handed, double the proportion in most general populations.
Mm.
So,
you
go.
I'll give you that.
Okay. Throughout history, being left-handed was considered negative or even evil. Left-handed people have historically been considered unlucky or even malicious for their difference by the right-handed majority.
I must agree.
In many languages, the word for the direction right also means correct.
Yeah, it does.
While the word sinister comes from the Latin word for left.
Okay.
The left hand is still considered unclean in many parts of the world. For instance, in India, Pakistan, Nepal, and the Middle East, it's considered rude to pick things up or eat with your left hand.
What would they do with you?
I'd have a real tough time.
A lot of side eye.
I'd be really, really rude,
yeah,
I think.
That's not where you should go.
Unintentionally. Left-handed people have an advantage in sports that involve aiming at a target in an area of an opponent's control, as their opponents are more accustomed to the right-handed majority.
Sure.
As a result, they are overrepresented in baseball, tennis, fencing, cricket, boxing, and mixed martial arts.
Yeah, boxing. You get clocked in with the left.
Yeah.
You know what's going on.
Right. Left-handers are also overrepresented among artists, musicians, and architects, possibly linked to right brain dominance. At least 7 of our 45 presidents have been left-handed. Only one U.S. president prior to the 20th century was known to be left-handed. That was James Garfield, and he was actually ambidextrous.
Hmm.
So he was really an overachiever.
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
Since
Is that because it just wasn't...
I think so.
You think
because,
they just
because people were forced
people
to use their right hand. Yeah. Since World War II, there have been 14 U.S. presidents, and 6 of them have been left-handed.
That's just too many.
They are Harry S. Truman, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So humans are one of the few animals to show a preference between the left and right hand. Most creatures, even apes, which are our closest cousins in the animal kingdom, show a 50-50 split when it comes to which hand, foot, or paw they use the most.
Right.
However, left-handed animals include kangaroos, which tend to favor their left paw for things like grooming and eating.
Punching.
And punching, probably. And studies have also shown that 90% of parrots use their left foot to pick things up. So parrots are left-footed and kangaroos are left-pawed.
You are stretching. Mm-hmm. When you get to the parrots.
Why?
That's it. That's all right. You picked out a record to go along with left-handedness, did you,
Yes,
Sarah?
So we're going to play a song by a left-handed musician.
Oh.
We're going to play Fire by Jimi Hendrix.
Good thing we're in stereo. We can hear both. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits with Jimi Hendrix and Fire. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because Jimi Hendrix was left-handed, and so we were playing that in honor of International Left-Handers Day today.
Right. All right, let's recap three things must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
All right, around 10% of the population is left-handed.
Seven U.S. presidents have been left-handed.
And kangaroos and parrots are often left-handed or footed. Pod,
do birds, do they have a wing that they prefer?
I think it's more their feet.
What about your feet? Is there a foot that you prefer?
I don't know, like when I kick a soccer ball? Well, I don't know the last time I did that, so I can't answer that.
If we were to line up and have a foot race down the hallway, would you start with one foot over the other? I'm trying to remember what I would lead with my right foot.
I think I would probably lead with my left, yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Folks want to learn more about left-handedness. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. There's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And we're live on Facebook every day at 4:10, as well as on the radio. And you can catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner for the channel. Be sure to like and subscribe so you know we post new material, riveting stuff like this, or left-handed propaganda.
Yes. Happy Left-Handers Day to all the other lefties out there.
One and all.
Mm.
Back tomorrow, fresh episode at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Debbie Gibson, Hearts, and more coming up on Legends 102.7, as well as the legendary Drive at 5. And we're going to play the 5 o'clock feud with your chance to win tickets to Bonnie Raitt coming up just a little bit.